It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the Patriarchs. Today we're going to study Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the prophet, from the very start, Ezekiel's prophetic work was distinctive. As described in the opening chapter of the book, Ezekiel was a priest who prophesied while in exile in Babylonia. The detailed account of his calling is remarkable for its vividness and its extraordinary portrayal of God's throne. Ezekiel was in his fifth year of exile, about the year 593 BC, when he had a vision in which he saw four cherubim, each with four wings and four faces. One face was human. The others were those of a lion, an ox, and an eagle. With these creatures were four wheels that moved in all of the four cardinal directions and made a chariot for God's throne. Above them all appeared the likeness of the glory of the Lord. It's in Ezekiel, the first chapter, in verse 28. God spoke to Ezekiel, directing him to be a prophet to the rebellious people. Then God instructed him to eat a papyrus scroll that was inscribed with words of lamentation, mourning, and woe. By eating the scroll, which he claimed was sweet as honey, Ezekiel symbolically agreed to speak the words of the Lord. During the next 20 years or more, the course of Ezekiel's ministry was marked by powerful visions and symbolic acts. His visions and the language he used to describe them are often credited with influencing later apocalyptic writing, notably the book of Revelation. Comparison is frequently made, for instance, between the visions of the New Jerusalem detailed in the two books. In both Ezekiel 48, verses 30 to 35, and Revelation 21, 12 to 14, the city is described as a cube with exits through 12 gates, three each to the north, south, east, and west, that are named for the 12 tribes of Israel. Doesn't say a thing about Arabs or Palestinians or Muslims, Muhammads. Doesn't say a word about them. Why? Because that land belongs to the Jews. Now, the book of Ezekiel can be divided in half. Chapter 1 to 24 contain the oracles of warning Ezekiel made before the fall of Jerusalem. The remaining 24 chapters of the book contain oracles made after the city fell. In the first half of the book, Ezekiel used strong language to condemn the Israelites for their rebellious and against God, and warn them of the coming disaster. For example, he said, "I will put an end to the arrogance of the strong, and their holy places shall be profaned. When anguish comes, they will seek peace, but there shall be none." Ezekiel 7:24-25. Ezekiel also used elaborate symbolism to make Judah's situation clear to its listeners. In one instance, he spoke of God instructing him to lie on his left side for 390 days, symbolizing the years of punishment due to the northern kingdom of Israel. Then he was to lie on his right side for 40 days. Now, to symbolize the years of punishment that lay ahead for the southern kingdom. Now, Ezekiel, that's found in Ezekiel 4 and verse 4 to 6. Following God's commands, Ezekiel frequently used himself as a character in his portrayals and acted out scenes before his neighbors. On one occasion, he shaved his head and beard and burned the hairs in order to warn people of fire going out upon the whole house of Israel. Ezekiel 5 and verse 1 to 4. In another instance, he ate his bread in trembling and drank his water in fear and anxiety to show how the inhabitants of Jerusalem would eat and drink in a similar manner because of the future desolation of the land. That's in Ezekiel 12, 17, and 20. As a consequence of his actions, Ezekiel had a reputation as one of the oddest, most extreme personalities in the Old Testament. After the fall of Jerusalem, Ezekiel's message had a different focus. Chapters 25 to 32 of the book of Ezekiel include his pronouncements of doom for the nations that had inflicted pain on Judah. And in the last 16 chapters are his promises to the exiles that they will return to Jerusalem. The book closes with Ezekiel's elaborate account of what the rebuilt city and temple would look like. It is significant that, like the prophet Isaiah before him prophesied the coming of Messiah King who would be of the house of David. I will save my flock, the Lord said. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. Ezekiel 34, 22 and 23. Now, throughout the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel's involvement with Israel's theological struggles is evident. He insisted that God had not deserted the Israelites. It was the Israelites who deserted God by breaking their part of the covenant. The breach ought to have been followed by repentance, reconciliation, and restoration, but God could not rely on the people to repent. And he was concerned with the injury to his own reputation. It is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations. Ezekiel 36, 22. He would give them a new heart, and a new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36, 26. Contrition and repentance would come later. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I deal with you for my name's sake. Not according to your evil ways or corrupt deeds, O house of Israel, says the Lord. It's in Ezekiel 20, verse 44. Now, this is a lot of detail that Ezekiel goes into, actually. And he's a very interesting prophet of God. In one of Ezekiel's oracles, God takes the prophet to a field covered with dried bones. You remember that, Ezekiel 37, 38. And that symbolized Israel. When instructed to do so, Ezekiel prophesied to those bones, and their bodies were made whole and lived again, indicating that God was not done with Israel. The vision was pictured in a 3rd century AD mural, actually, and Ezekiel was told to prophesy to the bones. Sometimes you have to prophesy to your bones. Why? I'm sure if they feel like mine, sometimes you have no choice but to prophesy to those bones, because sometimes those bones hurt a lot. Just to stand up, get up, raise up, move around, but prophesy to your bones, because God is not done with you yet. And that's our time for today, folks. If you'd like to, go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a testimony, please send it to us in MP3 format. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe we can air it here on the station. And also, we'd love to hear from you if you'd like to call us, 928-368-6766. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, is Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved to God.